I say, praise the Lord. Happy Mother's Day once again. Please, this morning, I don't want the women to occupy the back seat. I want us to occupy the seat at the front. Can you, if you are sitting at the back and you are not holding a baby, just move forward. And as you do so, God will honor you in Jesus' name. So this morning, we are quickly going to look at mothers. That is the topic before us this morning. And once again, we thank God for the opportunity and the privilege to partake in another Mother's Day. And we give him all the glory. Let us pray. Almighty Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for what you are doing, what you are going to do, and what you'll be doing in our lives. Father, especially we thank you, Lord, on behalf of the women in this assembly. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we are about to go into your word this morning. We ask, O Lord, that the Holy Spirit, which is the great teacher, will teach each and every one of us in Jesus' name. This morning, that such spirit should be casted out in our midst this morning in Jesus' name. We replace every stony heart with that of flesh in Jesus' name. Your word will come out this morning with power, and we should do that one that is meant to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for answering our prayers since we've prayed in the precious name of Jesus Christ. So this morning, we'll be looking at mothers. It's Mother's Day, so we'll be talking about mothers. I'll quickly take us to the two fundamental scriptures, they are in the book of Genesis. So I want all of us to open our Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 and 23. Verses 22 and 23. If you are there before me, you can read. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. We can see where we have read that God had a high standard for women. Am I right? Very high standard. You know, we were made out of a man that was made out of what? Dust. And we were formed when everything, you know, when everything, God has already made everything, and you know, then women now came and were put in place, you know, when everything has been placed, put in place for our comfort. And God himself presented the woman to the man. Praise the Lord. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? So God has a very meditate upon it every time, because you have a unique role that you are to perform, that no one can perform the role. You know, God equipped women with some qualities: gentleness, patience, endurance. You know, that is why we were presented to the whole world when everything has been made for our own comfort. That's why you have to be proud to be a woman. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What you need to do is just look at the high standard God God has for you. So tap into it and say, Lord, I want to measure up to that your high standard. Help me, Lord, because by ourselves we cannot do it. I can tell you, as we go, we know that God is really, you know, expecting us to do more things, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at the same Genesis chapter 17. Verse 16. I want us to be there, because we can use it to pray. We can use it as one of our favorite scripture when things are going very well and when things are going the other way. So we just refer to it and say, Lord, this is my role. This is what you have created to be. Let's look at Genesis chapter 17, verse 16. Are we all there? Okay. And I will bless her, and also give to you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of all nations. Somebody to complete it. What will come out of her? Kings. Praise the Lord. Kings of people, you know. People of high caliber. People of good standard. People that will stand for God. You know, will come out of us. That is the expectation of God. And you know, in fulfilling this role, you know, there's always what we must do. We play a very critical role. We have to have it at the back of our mind every time, because so that this role that God, this program that God has in place for us, so that we'll be able to do it the way God has, you know, God has planned it, so that we need to do it the way it is done. And we, just like I said before, that as a woman, you wear many caps. You are everything. You are a doctor, you are a mother, you are a pastor. I tell people, I say, once you have a child, you are a pastor, because, and your pulpit can be everywhere, because they can ask you questions. No, that is why it's very important for us to know who we are in Christ, and God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, even in the house, you know, the women, they make the house comfortable. You know, notable men and women, both in arts, in science, even in politics, in religion, they bear the mark of their mom, you know, their mom upbringing. They always refer to what their mom has done, you know. I don't know how many of us remember George Washington, you know, one of the greatest leaders in history of America. You know, he was a godly leader because what? Because of the influence, the upbringing of his mom. His mom taught him to reference God, to acknowledge God. That was why he was able to, you know, to help the Americans, you know, during war. And it was when he was writing up everything, he said, all that I've achieved, I owe it to my God and my mom. So God will help us in Jesus' name, so that we'll be able to leave a mark in the world that God has created us in Jesus' name. Just like I've said before, that to be a woman, God has a very high standard for us. And we all know that mother has how many letters? It's a six-letter word. So we are going to look at each one of the letters, and we are going to go and look at what, you know, it says. You know, we have M. Just like I've said before, M for mentor. You know, as a mother, we are also a mentor, an example for everyone around us. We see, as a woman, you are a mentor. Wherever you go, you have to see the example, the role that God has, you know, asked you to play, what God has deposited in your life, you know, in recreation. They will see it around everywhere you go. If you look at our Bible, if you look at 2 Timothy, it's a very popular one. 2 Timothy chapter 1, 5. We're going to be talking about Timothy, little Timothy there. We all know, but I want us to open our Bible to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 5. Are we there? It says, when I call to remember the genuine faith that is in you, which dwell first in your grandmother and your mother Eunice, I am persuaded that is in you also. Praise the Lord. We all talk about the young Timothy. Timothy himself was naturally weak. You know, he was a fragile child. But he overcame this barrier because of the influence of his mom. That was the reason why he was able to walk with Apostle Paul. You know, and he was being transformed from his frailty to a great man of God who walked closely with Apostle Paul. So the same thing applies to us today. You know, we are mentors. You know, we have to see possibility in everywhere God puts us, in the life of our children, even in our household, in our community, wherever God has placed us. We have to be the one that is always seeing that things, everything is possible. And again, we've seen in the Bible, we use Timothy and Timothy as an example here. If we look at in contemporary times, we all know Ben Cousin. How many of us have read books about Ben Cousin or heard something about him? Ben Cousin, we all know him. Ben Cousin's mom, her mother's name was Sonia. They have two brothers. The name of the other brother is Curtis. Ben Cousin was he was coming last in the school. He was very dull. He was not among the brilliant kids. And the mom determined that one day two of her boys will be people of substance. Then Ben Cousin was in grade 5. He couldn't even read a book, you know, just a small textbook, or just give it to a child to read. He can't. Then one day, the mom got fed up and said, this thing must stop. He sought help with prayer and fasting. And he said to the kids that he's going to tell them what to do. He said, if they are going to overcome poverty, that education is very necessary. So she told the son, And he said, they can only watch television for 2 hours in a week. They have 2 programs that they can watch. So they sit down, they watch that program, after that program, that is it. Then she said to them that for in a week that they have to be, they will be reading a book each. And after reading the book, they have to write reports on those books. And it worked for her. She did it with prayer and fasting. Today, we all know, we all hear about Ben Cousin. You know, he's a the neurosurgeon, plastic surgeon, oncology in the University of Hopkins in Maryland. We can follow the example of the monk too. Sometimes I used to tell young mothers, I say, allow your children to watch television is very good sometimes, because you are not, how do I put it, you are not stressed. You just let them watch it so that you have peace. You have immediate peace. What about the afterward? You know, it's good to just say, let them watch television because I'm tired, I want to rest. We have to start early to regulate. If you want your kid only to listen to the news, you regulate it. Whatever you want, I can tell you it is possible, because it is possible for this one. And God is the same today, yesterday, and he will be the same forever and ever. Praise the Lord. We've talked about mentor. We say, as a mother, you are an optimist. You know, always see positive things. You know, you are not the one who is going to give up easily. You are not going to be the one who is going to write off anything, anyone, even in your house. You are not going to be the one to do that. You have to be upright. And we are going to look at the book of John chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. John 2, I want somebody to read for me. That's why I asked the ladies, the mothers to come to the front, but they are not coming. John chapter... I have to... Praise the Lord. Mary, mother of Jesus, is the most celebrated mother of all time, you know. When God chose her, you know, to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, God has already known that he's going to instruct, take care of little Jesus, and we'll be able to teach and train Jesus in the right way. You know, that was the reason when they went to her and said, there's no one. You know, look at the answer he gave. He said, whatever he asks you to do. He said to the servant, whatever he asks you to do, do it. You know, he said to the mom, what is my business with yours? The mother didn't look at it and say, oh God, how can I find myself in this situation, my own child? You know, he said, whatever he asks you to do, do it. Praise the Lord. Whatever he asks you to, you have to be an optimist. If we are, as a woman, a mother, that is one of your characteristics, one of the features you have to possess every time. And again, we've seen the Bible times. If we are going to look at the contemporary times, you know, how many of us know Daniel Webster's dictionary? We all use Daniel Webster's dictionary, am I right? Daniel Webster too is not doing well in the beginning, from the beginning when he was in school. He got fed up one day and said, Lord, I'm tired, I'm going home. He packed his bag and left the school, put it on his bag, and was going home. Then on his way home, he met a neighbor who is her mom's friend. And the woman saw him crying and said, what is the problem with you? He said, oh, I'm fed up in school. I'm tired. I'm not getting it right. And the neighbor did not sympathize with him. Who was the mom's friend? Didn't say, oh, no, it's all right. You can do something else. If you are not good in school, it's all right. Do you know what this lady said? She said to him, go back to school. Go and show them that you have something in your brain. Then this boy went back, and that is why we're able to have the Daniel Webster dictionary today, you know, because nobody, you don't give up on anyone. You just be positive and pray and prayerful and go in Jesus' name. As a woman, a mother, we are the teachers of all teachers. Praise the Lord. You know, you are the first person that they will ask those tender little questions, you know. So no matter what they are going to be in life, you know, you are the first teacher that they will come in contact with. And we are going to look at the Bible. We are going to open our Bible to the book of Proverbs chapter 31, verses 1 to 9. You know, that is Solomon's mother giving instruction, teaching Solomon some things. Proverbs chapter 31. We want somebody, one of the women in the church, to read Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31. No, verses 1 to 9. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, is it not loaded? This is the instruction, the teaching of a mother to his son. I want us to carefully go home and look at everything that is written there. You know, instruction, precept that his son will follow. And we all know that, you know, when, especially when something is coming from God, you know, when after the mother has prayed and God is giving instruction, you know, if you follow it, we'll be better off in it. So you can see here that we are the first teacher and the teachers of all teachers. You don't have any particular field. You are, the field everywhere is your field. So you have to be conversant with everything around you, especially the word of God, because that one is the one that, you know, we help, that will not make mistake, and God will help us in Jesus' name. We all know about, in our contemporary times, that who taught him how to honor and obey God's word, you know, and what this one brought him, you know, a great fame in all his dealings. So we are teachers. I said that mothers, women, we are homekeepers, you know. We make the home what it should be. We make everybody around us welcome and comfortable. The same Proverbs 31, we are going to read from verse 10 to 31. Let somebody else read. There's no how we are going to be talking about mothers, women, that we are not going to touch on Proverbs 31, 10 to 10 to 30. Who is reading? Proverbs 31. I want three women to read. Yes. Start from verse 16. Thank you.
household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Praise the Lord. You know, where if we look at where we have read, the woman described in this chapter is outstanding, you know, has an outstanding ability. She covers everywhere, the whole household. She's kind. She look after the husband as homekeepers. Well, I'm going to use myself in contemporary times. I cannot be mentioning people's name and not mention my name because I think I merit that one, homekeeper. I'm going to use myself in the contemporary time. I'm going to myself, Mrs. Esther Adegboye is an example of homekeeper in our times. I think I make everybody welcome in my home, comfortable, accommodate everybody, listen, attend to your needs with prayer if you need. Praise the Lord. You know, we have extraordinary faith. This is very powerful. We all know that women, mothers, we are known for our extraordinary faith. You know, let's look at childbearing. One day I just sat down and looked at what motherhood. I look at it, I said to myself, I said, if this thing is meant to be easy, in the first place, it will not start with labor. And I said, Lord, I need help. If you look at it, we have an extraordinary faith. We go through pains, you know. We love more. We get hurt more. Right from the start, we start to bring up children. You know, when you breastfeed a little baby, you know, the baby bites you. And that one, you know, say you are not going to give the baby, you are not going to feed the baby anymore, you know. So, if you look at our faith, that's why we are able to stand, because of the faith that we know that one that the Lord has committed into our hand, that He is well able to help us so that we'll be able to do it perfectly, so that we'll be able to do it the way God has ordained it to be. You know, that is our faith, that we are able to bear many. That's why we only have one or two kids. We have more because we have the faith that any time that we want to go through labor, that God is ever faithful, that He will bring us out safely, and He will bring everything that concerns us to a very perfect end. Praise the Lord. We have an extraordinary faith, and we look at it again. Look at the life of Esther in the book of Esther, chapter 4. We know all the story, so that I don't go there. We hear about Esther every time, you know. All the Jews, they were meant to be destroyed. Then she took the challenge upon herself. She didn't do it by herself. She called upon the name of the Lord. She declared fasting and prayer and said, we are going to go at once. We are going to go to the king. And he said, if I perish, I perish. That is an extraordinary faith that we have as a woman, as a mother. You have to have that faith that God, who has given you that good and perfect gift, that is able to keep you. What you need to do is just to keep your hope alive and have a very strong faith, and God will do it in Jesus' name. Mother, we're talking about mothers, our risk managers. Yes, you manage all sorts of risk as a mother, as a woman. I quickly go and to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4. I'm going to look at the Shunammite woman. It's a good example of risk manager. The book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings. Are we all there? 2 Kings chapter 4. Verses 18 to 23. I want Mr. Oyemi to read for me. Verses 18 to 23, we are talking about risk managers.
To the reappear. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he has taken him and brought him to his mother, is sat on. Oh!
Praise the Lord. He sat on her knees till the noon. And he died.
The word of God has come this man into the manners. Give this woman the Holy Bible. Oh, give her the Holy Bible. The word has come. The word of the Lord has come.
Praise the Lord. I think the urge just helped me to write down. Please, the usher just helped me with a piece of paper and a write down. So I said we should look at a story in the book of 2 Kings. You know, we all know this Shulamite woman. You know, we use her expression very often. And I quickly read it. And the child grew. Now it happened one day, he went out to his father, to the reapers, and he said to his father, "My head, my head." So he said to his servant, "Carry him to his mother." When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. Then she called to her husband and said, "Please send me one of the young men and one of the donkey, that I may run to the man of God and come back." So he said, "Why are you going to him today? It's neither the new moon nor the Sabbath day." And she said, "It is well." Praise the Lord. We all know, we'll be hearing about the Shulamite woman. You know, we know this woman has been a great help to prophet of God Elisha. You know, he's used to, each time the man of God come around, she used to be of help and hospitality, generosity, and this one brought gladness to the man of God. And one day the man of God, that was Elisha, just ministered to the need of this woman, and the son eventually died. And you know what she did here? As soon as he realized what happened, he went, she put take the son to the upper room where the man usually stay, put the son on the bed and just close the window and went looking for the man of God. And when the husband asked him, you know, he managed the risk so much so that he said to the husband, he did not say, "Oh, our only son is gone." He said, "It is well." You know, he said, "The husband, it is well." And what happened? The boy was brought alive. She believed in God's divine intervention. That was why she was able to manage the risk and say, "It is well, despite everything. It will be well with us in Jesus' name." If we look at our contemporary times, we've heard about Monica and Augustine. We all know Augustine is now a saint. Before, Augustine used to come from a Christian background, and the parents, they were serving God fervently, but Augustine was a very wayward child. You know, he was so wayward that everybody in the community knew him. And one day, because he looked at his life and looked at the effort of his mother, who is always praying, and looked at it and said, "Lord, I have to run from this community, maybe to go to the other side." And he left. And the mom, you know, praying, looking for him, went. And when he saw him, he said, "Mom, you look for me, you find me to this place." And what happened to him? Augustine, that is very wayward, you know, is now a saint today. Because what happened? The mother managed the risk very well. The mother did not say, "Oh, they'll be looking at me, this is my child, how can I be preaching the word of God and my son will be behaving like this?" He took the risk upon herself, you know, and took the risk to God, and God helped her, that we are able to have Saint Augustine that we have today. Praise the Lord. No, if you look at it, just like we have said before, that God has a high standard for us, you know, for being a woman, a mother, you know, he has a very high standard for us. That is why we are mentors, optimists, teacher, homekeeper with extraordinary faith, and we manage a lot of risk, you know, all the household risk, we manage it. I can imagine myself sometimes, you know, I can get like, if anything goes wrong during the day, I'll receive the sometimes I receive the blame, the one that is not even mine, so I have to manage the risk. Sometimes I may even be at the middle or doing my own things. I might receive tests. If somebody thought maybe they've not done well in a test, you know, they will call me. They started, you know, just wanting me to say something or just to manage the risk. Praise the Lord. The fathers too, they are doing very well because we they support us, you know, in their own way. We cannot, there's no how we are going to talk about the women that we're not going to talk about the men. They are great men of God and they are really doing what they are supposed to. They so much look after us that sometimes they forget themselves. Am I right? You know, they so much look after us that they forget. It's you that will say, oh, please, sir, you have to change this shoe. Please, you have to change this jacket. Sometimes we go out, we buy it for them because they are concerned. You know, we are, they are, praise the Lord. They focus on us. So we cannot do without acknowledging them. They are doing a great job and God will continue to strengthen them in Jesus' name. You know, it's now time for us as mothers, women, to take off the limits. I don't know, whatever limit that the devil or even yourself has placed upon yourself, you know, that we should be ready to take off the limits and perform that role, that God, the purpose of which we have been created, you know, the standard that God has for us, you know. Daily we can be confessing, you know. We know Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, you know. Never again as a woman, as a mother, you just say, I can't. You can. You can do it. We've seen examples from the Bibles in our contemporary times. And I said before, God is the same today, yesterday, and he will be the same forever. The same Philippians 4:19, you know, supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Never again do we admit lack in performing our role. You can't say, I cannot do it. You can do it. Everything we need. Strength, you know, godliness, everything. Just like I said before, you know, we were doubly refined. You know, when everything has been made, you know, God now put all those things, the quality in us, to be loving, caring, to be gentle. You know, those. So how can you say you can? God, you know, has already supplied. It's just for you to shake off the limits and arise to your role. And God will help us in Jesus' name. And again, if you look at Mark 9:23, say all things are possible to him that believe. Never again. Don't harbor doubt. Don't harbor lack of faith. We see where I show you, you know, look at the Shunammite woman, look at Esther. You know, all things are possible. You know, if you believe, yours is to believe. Everything will be possible. And again, let's look at 1 John 4:4. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Never again, you know, allow the supremacy of the devil to overcome your life. You can do it because he that is in you is greater than the devil that is in the world. And if you look again, 2 Corinthians 2:14, you say, God always calls us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savior of his knowledge by us in every place. You know, we don't accept defeat because God has give us everything that we need to triumph, you know, everything that we lack. Ours is just to tap upon it, you know, look at the word of God, look at the example of the Bible, even in women of our days, you know, this is a woman that said, determined that two of her boys, Ben and Curtis, that they are going to be men of substance. They are today. Said, television, no more. It's only 2 hours every week. You are going to be reading a book and look at how God used her to transform their life. We can do it. Ours is just to take a decision. Take a decision to take off the limits and get to the, you know, achieve your highest potential which the Lord has created you for. You know, just like I said before, we are unique, being created as a woman, you know, and we have a unique purpose, a unique role. We are created uniquely to carry out this purpose, and God will help us in Jesus' name. So what we need to do, you know, the Bible says that we are in this world, but we are not in this world. So we have to be very careful of waywardness. We have to be very careful of know who we are in Christ, because sometimes the first thing is that we don't even know who we are in Christ. We don't even study the Bible to know what belongs to us and what not. So we have to be very careful and separate time and be deliberate, you know, in doing this role that God has created us and to do, and God will help us in Jesus' name. So we should have it at the back of your mind. As a woman, God has a very high standard for you. God bless you. The pastor will now continue to minister to the women.
Our women are unique. And we the men, we have to double our efforts. Praise the Lord. We know that everything was provided before they came. No wonder they always, while we look rough, they look plumb and well looked after. Praise God. Because everything has been provided for their convenience. Amen. Aha. So God will, you see, that's why God is going to bless the men in the house. Praise God. That's why, you know, you are going to lay up gold for dust in Jesus' name. So you have plenty of money to look after your wives. Praise God. Yes, amen. Thank God for our mommy. God will increase his anointing upon your life in Jesus' name. I want to say that she typifies everything she has said. It's not just theory. That is her life. And I can boldly say it. I'm not saying it for people to hear. I'm not saying it just to, because she's here, or just to, you know, that's what she is. I thank God for her life. Please, can we have the women, please? We want to pray for the women. But before then, I'm going to read from Psalm 115. That is the word that God has given me for you as a mother in this church. It says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. For thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he had pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusted in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Please, can we have the women rise up, please? Daddy, we thank you for these wonderful women and mothers. We bless your name, O God, because you have made them uniquely and specially. You have positioned them for a time like this. Daddy, I pray that your presence will go with them in Jesus' name. As they put their trust in you, you are the present help, the ever-present help in times of need and trouble. Father, your presence will not desert them in the name of Jesus. Daddy, I pray that you are going to be mindful to bless them in the name of Jesus. As the word has said, irrespective of where they are right now, you will take them to a place of greater blessings in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. What can you not do? The Lord of all impossibility is our God. Just like the Shunammite woman, every impossible situation you ever come across as a woman in Christ Redemption Assembly Universal, because you are going to declare that it is well, it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. The Bible says in verse 16 of where we have read, it said the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The earth the Lord has given to you. The abundance of the earth belongs to you. Therefore, you will never lack again in Jesus' name. The earth has the Lord given to you because you are in control, and it's a gift from God to you. Circumstances will answer unto you in the name of Jesus. Situations of life will answer unto you in the name of Jesus. The earth has the Lord given to the children of men. Receive abundance. Receive blessings. Receive life. Receive good fortune in the name of Jesus. Thank you for mothers in the house. Lord, one of the joys of mothers is to see their children thrive. As many as already have children among you, you will never weep over your children in the name of Jesus. As many as are in the house, you are yet to have children. The Lord that answered by fire, he will answer you in the name of Jesus. The God we serve is the God of increase. Therefore, it cannot be said of you that you are unfruitful. Because he said, there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. He said, the fullness of your days he will fulfill. Therefore, you become fruitful from today in Jesus' name. You'll be fruitful biologically in Jesus' name. You'll be fruitful spiritually in the name of Jesus. You are going to be fruitful emotionally in the name of Jesus. You are mothers indeed. I say you are mothers indeed. Everything that is needed for you to fulfill your role, heaven will be open to you in Jesus' name. I say receive of him in Jesus' name. Receive of the Lord in the name of Jesus. You carry the DNA of Jesus. Therefore, your children carry the DNA of Jesus. That is why they cannot fail. That is why they cannot fall. That is why they cannot falter. That is why they cannot faint. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. Above all, you will not miss your way in this world. I say you will not miss your way in this world. Straight and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. You will walk in that way. I say you will walk in that way. You are not just going to be models to your children. You will be models to the people around you in the name of Jesus. I told some people, I said when we first started the house fellowship, most of the people who were attending, mainly women, they came from one of the southern African countries. Most of them were divorced. But when they saw us, the way we related to our wives, many of them, before they went back to their country, called up their husband and made up with them. Because they saw good example. You will be good example to the world in Jesus' name. Your life will be a testimony in the name of Jesus. To every woman, God has provided a crown. You will not lose your crowns in Jesus' name. I say you will not lose your crowns in Jesus' name. If your husbands don't know the Lord yet, by reason of your presence in their life, they will know God. If they have not been committed and dedicated to Him, by reason of your life, they will be committed to Him in Jesus' name. Pleasant things will begin to happen in your homes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for mothers. We bless your name, O God. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.